Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mara and Christopher Hall is with us on the show today. Now, I have to start off, Christopher, by bringing something up from the past. Are you ready for this now?
Oh my gosh, what is it? Should I be scared?
You should be scared, very scared. On the 11th of February, 2024, I sent you an Instagram message, a DM, and this is what I said. Right, I need, in capitals, you to come on my radio show in Ireland. Your videos are brilliant. Please, please, radio silence. Nothing.
Oh no!
Nothing.
Oh my goodness, I apologise. That's awful.
So I just...
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But we're here now.
When the invite came in to have you on the show, I was like, absolutely, I've been chasing this fella for years. So I guess that's the thing though. You must get millions of messages every day into your Instagram inbox and you can't even get through them. Well, that's what I'm hoping is the reason, and it wasn't that I've just been ghosted by you.
I'm sure that is the reason. No, definitely. It's a very strange problem to have, but there's lots of messages that get that you know come
ignored.
In that I don't
they're
see
ignored.
only because they're not ignored, I promise. I'm so glad we're doing it now.
Yes, you've redeemed yourself. So you need to explain to everybody who may not have come across your hilarious videos on Instagram like I have a number of years ago, how this all started for you.
Well, I started posting content online in lockdown, lots of different sketches, lots of different characters. And then the ones that get brought up a lot are my cat. I do a cat impression, and then the background singers, which I do with my little sister. So they're dances and sort of lip syncs along to popular songs that have great backing vocal parts that we dance along to behind two broken mic stands.
Oh,
that
so
that have I'm glad you like them.
Oh, it's like as if you just found those mic stands in the attic and you said they'll do. There is a microphone on one of them, but the other one doesn't have a microphone at all.
Honestly, they're too broken. I think it started out life as a sort of a broken ring light. And then one of them was kind of like it was almost like a music stand that you know, for like sheet music. That I was like, oh, just use this. Our mum's just retired, but she was a primary school head teacher. And at one point she kind of went, oh, here, let me give you some of these. She had a pair of old ones from, you know, the sort of music cupboard that primary schools have that have got so much stuff in it. She was like, just have two of these because I can't have you with the sort of broken ring light and broken music stand. Have at least some mic stands that are micless, but at least they're you know, they've got the right purpose.
I mean, you probably could have bought one for a tenner on Facebook Marketplace or something, but no, they weren't going to invest in it. Now, it's only today that I've copped on that Elizabeth is actually your sister. I didn't know that you were siblings. I just thought that you were friends because you remind me so much of these two pals that even dressed the same. Two pals that I had in Dublin about 20 years ago. And they were it was like watching the two of them. They are so similar in their looks, in the way they go on and everything to you guys. You have doppelgangers here in Dublin.
No way, do we?
Mm, yeah.
Well, I've got to meet them.
You can't.
You've got to bring them to the show.
Australia now, so you can't, I'm afraid.
Oh my goodness. What are they doing over there?
You'll have to go there to meet up when you're doing your world tour. So the viral backing singer, I only wish that you were standing in the studio with me today, but maybe you will be when you do come to Ireland later on in the year, because I would love to do a back and dance with you. Well, were you always talented at dancing? How did you come up with even these routines?
I was just talking about it today. You know, when Steps were doing their first time around, I used to look at the dance routines and just learn them, just know them. Like, I've always been dancing. And then I went to dance college when I was a teenager and was doing that kind of thing. And then, so it's been amazing to be doing comedy now, but have still be able to use my kind of my dancing in the bedroom, dancing in the living room, like, skills. Because it's me and my little sister doing it. It is just like putting on a show for your parents in the living room, which is fun.
This is something that I have I've got an 8-year-old, Christopher. This is something that I have to watch every day. Watch me. I'm going to sing.
Yes.
I'm going to dance. I'm going to do a cartwheel. So that's you.
And you're like, I'd rather watch people on TikTok than you. No.
No, I'm kind of thinking to myself, maybe there's a bit of talent here. Maybe we could make a fortune out of this and pay off the mortgage in a few years' time.
Well, exactly. Get them to class.
Yeah.
Yes. Get it to class, get it to gymnastics.
Get her into everything. It's the only way that I'm going to be able to pay the mortgage. I mean, loads of the songs that you've done, you've obviously now at this stage, at the beginning you used to just play like the backing track or whatever to the singers. And then in the last, mm-hmm. you know, while the actual singers were appearing in your videos, can I ask how that was even organised or arranged?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it comes out of nowhere. It's just, you know, a message or an email that just comes out the blue to an inbox that just says like, hello, so-and-so's in town, or it's the most random. It's the most random, like, occurrence how it comes about. And then, and you know, sometimes a couple times I've DM'd people and been like, I've seen you in town, are you free? Yeah, yeah. And then a lot of the times the message doesn't get seen, but then sometimes someone's been like, oh, I know you. You're that background singer guy. Yeah. And it's happened like that. It's crazy.
Well, I was just about to mention, you know, how it feels like for your DM to remain unseen. It's a terrible place to be.
I know. Well, exactly. I've been there.
Now, in fairness now, I mean, you've gotten the likes of Shania Twain. You've had the Jonas Brothers, Natasha Bedingfield, Delta Goodrum. Like, go on, Gwen Stefani, Sophie Ellis Bexter. Isn't she really amazing, having a moment and a complete comeback?
Oh, she's amazing. Yeah, yeah. And she's everywhere. That was amazing to meet her. She was so, so lovely. And we did Westlife last year.
Westlife? Did
the dance with the Westlife boys. Yeah.
So who do you need to get on?
Oh my goodness. I mean, we're so grateful for everyone, but we're always up for more collaborations. We would love, I mean, anyone, someone like Kylie, we'd love Kylie if she's listening.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah, of course. but no, we have we're just so grateful for everyone we've done the videos with. It's just every time we meet someone, we're just like, we can't even believe we're here. So it's so amazing, and we have so much fun.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I could be. See, you ignored my DM, and yet I could be your way into getting Kylie on, because Kylie's been on this radio show. Who else? Well, Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson's a friend of the show.
Oh my God! You're joking.
Yeah, and there you go.
Kelly Clarkson's my queen.
There you go. Just
listen, Trina, it was not an ignore. I promise. It was not an ignore. I've got ADHD as well. No, I would never have annoyed you. I'm appalled at my behaviour. I'm so, so sorry.
So listen, the comedy show is gas as well. I mean, you're kind of a real all-rounder, as they say, a viral sensation, a podcaster, a very talented backing dancer, a comedian. So the comedy show it's camp, to say the least, isn't it?
Yes, afraid it is. Yes, that's the one thing you can expect. I'm really, really excited about my comedy show. It's an hour of like just really feel good, uplifting, funny stories from my like time as a dancer and where I'm at in my life now. I always have, you know, jokes about, I mean, all my friends hate it because basically I just tell all of our secrets on stage to everyone. But it's a great night out for groups of friends, groups of girls. Bring your mums, bring your boyfriends if they're fun. But no, it's just a good night out, feel good, and we have so much fun. I've been told that it just feels like being in like the living room with a pal who's just, you know, had one too many wines and suddenly stands up and starts doing a show for you.
Good. I love your disclaimer there. Bring your boyfriend if he's fun. If he's no fun whatsoever,
if he's fun,
don't bother. Just leave him at home.
No, exactly. If he's cool, maybe bring him, but bring the girls.
And your gay best friend. You love people who have gay best friends.
And your gay best friends. Of course, yes.
I love the bit that you did about toddlers being camp. Toddlers aren't they? When you think about it.
Oh my God, they're absolute drama queens.
Drama queens.
They're just, the walk, the boo-hoo, the peekaboo, they're very camp. Sucking their thumb. I mean, come on. Oh. When I'm in Dublin, I'll have to come to the studio and we'll do a background singer video together.
Oh, please. Please, that gives me plenty of time now, because you're not here till October, but that gives me a bit of time to lose a bit of weight and get some new clothes.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're doing the stand-up shows. Does your sister have another job that she does as well as this? Or what's the story there?
So she's a singer-songwriter. If you go to Spotify and type in Elizabeth Hall, you'll find all her amazing music. She's actually just finishing her... She went back at 26 and she's just finishing her undergrad at uni. So she's about to graduate with a degree. We are optimistic and very confident that she will. She's doing criminal criminology and psychology. So she's got a real double life. She's a TikToker and she's at uni doing that, whereas I'm a TikToker doing things on TikTok and then running around on stage in a show called Pizzazz. So, you know, we're multidimensional.
Pizzazz. I can just picture pizzazz. It's so jazz handy.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. The best word.
So Dublin, the 8th of October, the Sugar Club. You've got plenty of notice now. You need to get the tickets now because, I mean, you don't want to miss this night. It's going to be the best night out ever. Christopher Hall, have a look at his Instagram and all his videos on TikTok and everything. Actually, give us all the handles there for anyone who hasn't come across you. Maybe they're living under a rock and they haven't.
So it's Christopher Hall and with an X instead of the I. So CHRXTOPHER.Hall, HALL. And that's me on Instagram and the same on TikTok.
And Christopher, just to let you know, Trina Mara's show is mine.
And I will be there. I will find you and I will follow and we're going to chat all the way through October. We've got to plan our dance.
I know. Do you know what? I probably need to start doing some sit-ups or something now.
Not at all. We need to get some sequins.
But you see, by October, I'd need a defibrillator to keep up with the dancing if I don't get some training now. So see you in studio. Book that in the diary and I'll catch you then, Christopher.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
It's Ireland's Kids Radio.